a young actress named Peggy Moffat. And she was a very exceptional lady and a young, young woman, 19 or 20, I think. And we started hanging out together, and I took pictures of her, and she got into the art scene very, very well, and we got quite close, and then she studied acting, and she studied acting in the Neighborhood Playhouse in New York, but her home was out here. She lived with her friend in Hancock Park, and her father was a screenwriter, so she was really involved in movies and the movie business. I think they call them movie brats, whenever you're in the world. So she really was very hip to movies and music and dance. And and I loved all that stuff too, so we became very close. And at one point, she was ready to disgruntle over the movie business and at theater. It was tough agents, the cigar-smoking agents, and the producers, and the trash you had to go through just to get recognized or get a reading. And I suggested that she was so sharp in fashion, she always looked so great. I said, why don't you get the fashion business? And you could be a fashion model easily. And I started taking pictures of her, and I introduced her to what were the best fashion photographers in Los Angeles at the time, Tommy Mitchell and Alex DePaula, and she went and did tests with them and started working immediately. And then I met Rudy Gernreich, the great avant-garde fashion designer, a few years before, because I used some of these swimsuits and models on some record covers. So he and I became friends, and he was a very wonderful person, a great friend of artists. And then Peggy met Rudy totally separately from me, and they just clicked, she became his other creative half, his model and his muse. So the three of us became very close, and I started photographing all of his clothes, and Peggy would model them and make all sorts of creative suggestions, and we became a great trio in the photographic fashion world there for a while, in the 60s. Oh, I forgot to say, a footnote to that is that I fell in love with Peggy and we got married in June of 1959 in New York City. So then, now we really were a formidable trio. Yeah, almost forgot the married part.